And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 13th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born 1957, Glens Falls, New York. She said of her childhood, there was acting and dressing up. We'd play music and write crappy songs. We'd draw and paint and fancy ourselves as artistic. It was part of being a girl in the 60s that you were creative. She won a short story prize from 17 magazine when she was 19, and so she felt obliged to send them everything she had ever written. She said, they couldn't get rid of me. I was like a stalker. I sent them everything. And, of course, they didn't want anything more from me. She told her parents about winning the prize and found out that they had both wanted to be writers themselves. Her father went up in the attic and brought down stories that he'd once sent to the New Yorker. Her mother admitted that she'd given up journalism for nursing. Laurie Moore published her first book, a collection of stories called Self-Help. Book was received well, published two novels after that, Anagrams and Who Will Run the Frog Hospital, as well as a short story collection, Birds of America. Her most recent book is A Gate at the Stairs. And it's the birthday of Horatio Alger, Jr., born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832, the author of dime novels for boys, which followed a simple formula. A young boy living in poverty manages to find success and happiness by working hard and never giving up. Rag to riches, pluck and luck, as Alger said. But tastes changed. His books didn't sell so well. He tried to make them more violent, but his income dried up, and he died in near poverty in 1899. Horatio Alger, Jr. Here's a poem for today, a little music hall verse from England in the mid-19th century by Harry Clifton, entitled Polly Perkins. I am a broken-hearted milkman, in grief I'm arrayed, through keeping of the company of a young servant maid, who lived on board and wages the house to keep clean in a gentleman's family near Paddington Green. She was as beautiful as a butterfly and as proud as a queen, was pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green. She'd an ankle like an antelope and a step like a deer, a voice like a blackbird so mellow and clear. Her hair hung in ringlets so beautiful and long. I thought that she loved me, but I found I was wrong. When I'd rattle in a morning and cry, "Milk below!" at the sound of my milk cans, her face she would show, with a smile upon her countenance and a laugh in her eye. If I thought she'd have loved me, I'd have laid down to die. When I asked her to marry me, she said, "Oh, what stuff!" and told me to drop it, for she'd had quite enough of my nonsense. At the same time, I'd been very kind, but to marry a milkman she didn't feel inclined. Oh, the man that has me must have silver and gold, a chariot to ride in and be handsome and bold. His hair must be curly as any watch spring, and his whiskers as big as a brush for clothing. The words that she uttered went straight through my heart. I sobbed and I sighed, and straight did depart, with a tear on my eyelid as big as a bean, bidding goodbye to Polly in Paddington Green. In 6 months she married, this hard-hearted girl, but it was not a viscount, and it was not an earl. It was not a baronite, but a shade or two wuss. It was a bow-legged conductor of a two-penny bus. A music hall verse by Harry Clifton about pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.